I'm recording this on an Asus EPC. These cheap low-spec laptops provide just enough of a computer for many kinds of lesson. Some years ago there was a cartoon called Genius by John Glashan published in The Observer. My sister used to cut these out and leave them for me as a wind-up because of a superficial resemblance I had in those days to the mad scientist Anode Enzyme. One episode had Anode saying, "Imagine the potential of a piece of hardboard the size of a football pitch." Such a sheet was procured easy enough as Enzyme was employed by the world's richest man in the cartoon. And the cartoon closes with a wonderful Glashan watercolour of a small group of characters surveying a large field of brown. I sometimes think that IT initiatives are a bit like that sheet of hardboard, built to be admired, then put back into the box. These small laptops are not like that at all. They're practical and invite interaction. In the 2 or 3 days that I've been showing a demonstration model around, everybody's wanted to have a look, open it up, boot it up, see what it's got on it and how to do things. When people hear the price is under £200, nearer £150 in bulk, interest increases considerably. The tabbed interface is easy to use so that people who've never heard of Linux can be up and surfing quite quickly without even knowing they're using Linux. One limitation I've found is that the Wi-Fi settings are not retained and the default Wi-Fi encryption is WEP, which is less often used now. You have to type your password in each time. I've also found that if you put the computer to sleep by closing the lid, then open it up again, you have to reset the Wi-Fi settings. They're not retained. The OpenOffice package has been set up to save in Word and Excel. That cuts out one potential cause of trouble. So students can simply do work and save it straight to the stick, take it home and load it on Office at home or in college. The Firefox web browser can surf most sites and has the Flash player installed already, so YouTube's all work fine and a lot of other content will work fine. The built-in webcam takes a reasonable picture, still picture, and can record video clips at a lowish frame rate. If you have the sound enabled, the frame rate slows considerably at the default settings. I'm playing around with compression to try and get something reasonably smooth. Ruth, my missus, did remind me that you have to look straight at the camera when you're videoing yourself. Otherwise, if you look at the screen, of course, it looks slightly weird when you play it back. The sound recorder saves in .wav format, so you'll have to convert to MP3 for uploading, but at least .wav is a common file type that students can use at home. I'll be using a class set of these next week when I tackle charts and graphs. I'm going to set up a simple data set. Students are going to use the spreadsheet component on the each computer to graph the data. I'm hoping that students will contrast different kinds of chart and diagram. We can discuss the differences so we can use the instant plotting capacity there and then in a classroom with the computers to generate a bit of discussion, because it's very easy to compare your screen on these small laptops. Another idea that these small PCs make feasible is what I call e-groups. I've tried this on a small scale with another group. You have a group discussion. Each group has a laptop connected to the internet and is logged into a VLE. Research can happen, facts can be checked, and then outcomes can be summarized into a forum or a wiki. Then, in the plenary session, you can pull everything up on the projector at the front and people can compare rapidly. And they've got everything when they go home, already on the VLE. In summary, these devices, with a suitable network, are cheap enough to provide class sets, and they provide just enough of a computer to cover about 3/4 of what we use PCs for in education. I think machines of this type, and there are several competitors on the way, will prove to be very popular, and I'm looking forward to a lot of innovative lessons using them.